1332 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Rose Consulting and Financial Services and Oasis and Wonderwall. It's 14 to 8. Let's turn our attention now to some Monday motivation for the final time in 2022. And Rick Mirabella from runners.com joins us. Good morning, mate.
It's Christmas week, Daniel.
Oh, is it really? They've kept that so quiet.
You didn't know. How good is the week, mate? Magnificent time of life. Everyone's busy shopping, getting it done. I know you've been speaking for a couple of weeks about that, but it's good just to enjoy this time with the family and friends and maybe have a bit of downtime and just really soak it up and reflect on the year and talk about next year. But we'll talk about that kind of stuff in January. Yeah. But what we want to talk about today is just a couple of little tips to getting through Christmas Day and Boxing Day and that whole period, not feeling 5 to 10 kilos heavier and lethargic and needing a nap by 3 o'clock Christmas Day.
So what's wrong with a nap at 3 o'clock on Christmas Day?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Everyone, naps are magnificent. Oh, I love a siesta. But what I'm trying to say is the energy rise and feeling, sometimes by New Year's Eve, you feel like absolute rubbish. So yep. We're just trying to give you a couple of, listen to a couple of tips. And number one thing is just to converse and try to work the table a bit. If you've got a big Christmas family lunch, try to work the table, walk around the table, try to have conversations with different people, because what you'll find is if you're getting around the table, you're not going to be sitting and just consuming for the sake of consuming. So, hey, I'm one of the worst at over-consuming. Don't worry about that, but I'm aware of it. That's half the battle. So you can just go, okay, I'm going to have a bit. And look, there's some great lean options. But you've got turkeys, hams, you've got lean proteins, lots of great salads and veggies all around the joint. So there's all these great options. You don't. It's not as if Christmas lunch is full of pure fat and calorie food. It's a really good option. So go to the good option. Get the plate, protein, salads, veggies, and then work the table. Converse, talk, go and see someone you might not have spoke to for a few months and just have some really good conversation. So good choices, good portion sizes, and don't rush lunch. If you don't rush, you'll find you might still have a bit of turkey there and you can just chip away at that. Number one. Number two, bit different for people, but getting up and going for maybe getting a few people from the party or whoever, and just going for a 25-minute walk.
Yep.
Just going for after lunch, 4 o'clock, going for a walk, feeling great. And what it does, it helps the digestive process, number one. Number two, you're going to have less bloating, you're going to be moving, you're going to let off good feel-good chemicals throughout the brain that for the next 5-6 hours of Christmas evening, you actually feel a lot better for it. And I reckon what that does, I know what that does, do you know what it helps you? It helps you get food, you know. You just be able to go, oh, yeah, I'll go back for round two because I've had that nice walk. So a couple of little things just for the listeners to be aware of. Again, if you're aware of it, you go, yeah, I'm not going to overstock my plate and I'm not going to eat everything in 7 minutes. I'm going to plan out to 40 minutes.
Yep.
And then, okay, 3 o'clock, I'm going to take Uncle Joe and Smitty for a walk. And all of a sudden, mate, Christmas set.
Yeah. No, exactly right. And I mean, I used to have lunch at the in-laws, and they lived on a golf course, and we used to just run around the lake and after, not quite run, but walk around the lake and then go and have a little bit of a putt on the green and then walk back, and then you'd have dessert, whatever it may be. So I can totally understand exactly where you're coming from with that walk. And what does the Mirabella household look like for Christmas, mate?
Mate, just quickly, that's textbook on the golf course. Brilliant. Yes, mate, both sides. We can just tick both sides off. Just a couple of very nice lunches around the pool. If you've got a pool in Christmas Day in Australia, you know what it's like, mate. The kids go crazy and everyone has got nice and relaxed. So Christmas Day, 20 or 30 crew around here and just pretty chilled, mate. A few beers and some turkey and life's magnificent. All kids having fun and it's all about the kids, isn't it, Christmas?
Rick, don't overindulge.
hey, I might have to check in with you on Boxing Day just to make sure I've done everything right.
You most certainly have. And thank you so much for everything that you've done on this program throughout 2022 with Monday Motivation. And look forward to catching up in the new year.
Absolute pleasure, mate. Have a great Christmas, Bundy.
Thank you very much. That is Rick Mirabella there joining us from runners.com with some Monday Motivation. It's 1332 4BU.